Why muri eZimbabwe ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live muri eZimbabwe from Studio 7, Voice of America. On Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, muri eZimbabwe, mthwazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, muri eZimbabwe ndinomukamuchirai muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, the 21st of January 2020. Now, nasi muchirongwa muri eZimbabwe. Today on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. We discuss the state of the Zimbabwean education sector. But today, we don't just look to touch on the surface like we did last week, whereby we highlighted the concerns of the parents and we highlighted the concerns of the teachers, but we look to delve deeper. We look to figure out kuti zvese zviri kuitika varairidzi vari kuratidzira abantwana vesikolo labo vayachengisela tikona zvekare vabereki nawo vari kuchema. All these things that are happening, what are the impacts when we're talking about the state of the Zimbabwean education? What does this mean for the nation, and what does this mean for the nation's youth? What does this mean for future generations? Now, for those that don't know, or those that missed our program last week we saw Zimbabwean teachers that work in government schools take bakati aiwa mapadza pasi bona baqala ukutshengisela bakati aiwa abasikwenda kuchikoro kana kuti ivo vanga vari kuchikoro, they stand the opportunity to learn. Now, this is something that left a lot of parents concerned, because one guy evo seva bereki, they ran left, right, and center, bedonsa bedingi mali, just to get money for them to be able to pay school fees, for them to pay figile skolo kutwa ha kanti abasatholi mfundo. So now parents started feeling aggrieved, but not only did the parents start feeling aggrieved, just yesterday sibone abantwana besikolo evechidiki evekuchikoro che Njube high school ngale gontutuzi yathunqa bephuma ngobunenge babo betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho kwenzakalayo ezikolo. But now, before we head over to Njube Primary High School to see what exactly happened, let's head over to one of the concerned parents who got to speak to our Studio 7 correspondent, Batabile Masuku. Let's take a look.
Why being a kulumini holo labo befundisa abantwana? They are crushing ilu abantwana down lokhana kokuthi ngoba khathe school fees zikhwelile, abazali sihlanganise nzima imali zone zezo school fees ngokufisa ukuthi abantwana bethu babe lempilo yakusasa. Babulala abantwana ngoba bolaba abantwana ababenza njalo ngo president bakusasa, ngama teacher kusasa. Bona they are growing up baya lupala. So nxa sebe siyacela ma teacher njengabazali, khulumani lo hulumende ngeholo lenu ngapha abantwana befunda, ngoba lapha you are fighting against ama parents. All people in Zimbabwe that in hot abantu basebuzimeni bonke.
Leamuzwa pelu mama murukunzwa kubva kuna umo mai varikuchema hands varairidzi, please dzokerai kuzvikoro mutange kudzidzisa vana kana murikuchema muchinyunyutawo nenyaya yemihoro hongu hapana chakaipa, asi dzokerai kuzvikoro mudzidzisa vana, asi kune rimwe divi muchitaurawo nehurumende muchiwanawo kuti kana uripo here wokuti mungashanda pamwe chete. Leamuzwa, that was was one of her concerned parents who was basically breaking it down. Esithi yena njengomzali ibosembareki, her as a parent, she's really aggrieved ngenxa yokuthi she's not happy. Anzi, teachers, please go back to schools and teach the children, as and if it's about your salaries, use the opportunity to continue engaging with government. But now, it didn't end there. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi abantwana izolo baphume ngebuningi babo ngempela bechitiki bakabuda zvikurusa uko kubulawayo kontuthuzi yathunqa thakaona bechitiki sibone abantwana besikolo senjubo high school labo bephuma ngobuningi betshengisela besithi abathabanga ngalokho okwenzakalayo esikolo bayabona labo ukuthi izinto zikhanya ngani azihambe kuhle. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday at Njube high school. Let's take a look.
This was not a demonstration. These were young men and young women who were simply expressing themselves. They are expressing their right to education, which is fundamental, according to the Declaration of Human Rights. They have declared, their voice have spoken. I think in Zimbabwe we have one generation that has been lost, but definitely this generation is going to speak. The fundamental message behind is you cannot ignore the education system, you cannot ignore the teacher, you cannot ignore the student. Once we do that, the future generation suffers.
Leyamuzwa phela omunye wababalisi, and you also heard from abantwana besikolo se Njube high school labo babetshengisela izolo besithi into yenzayo sayizonda. They're basically highlighting ukuthi bona they're not happy with the current state of things that are happening within schools, and some of them are also concerned ukuthi how kanti kusasa labo lime njani. So ngifisa ukuzwa kini izilukandaba ukuthi libona njani lokho kwenzakalayo esikolo. Siyeza ukuthi ababalisi bona sebengene isebengenile ku-week 2 bengahambi esikolo, abantwana bayasaba besithi how kanti ikusasa lime njani. Abazali labo bayasaba. So I want to hear from you all ukuthi what is your take on things happening and what's happening in the schools? Also, what is the future of Zimbabwean education? Now, experts say ukuthi all these things that are happening are contributing to something that could turn out to be a disaster when we're talking about the Zimbabwean education system. I reached out to an educator based here in America, like ungumbalisi uPhithizela Ngcobo. Let's hear what PT had to say.
Okwenzakala ekhaya ngendaba zemfundo kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ilizwe lethu lithe liqala ngabo 1980 selithola uzibuse, belisazakala ngemfundo ebinhle e-Afrika. Bekulilizwe okulabantu abaningi abafundileyo, ababalisi befundisa, amatitsha ehlonitshwa, ehlonitshwa nguzulu wonke. Kodwa kuthe sokubuyela uhulumende sesibona imfundo isiya phansi. Okwalonyaka khona kuzwisa ubuhlungu. Abantwana besikolo, size sabona abantwana besikolo abesikolo senjube high kobulawayo besukuma besiya demonstrator besiya jengisela bekhuluma ngokuthi i-school fees sikhwele kakhulu njalo abala mabhuku, and amabhuku lawo bakumele bezithengele. Abazali abaningi abenelisa imali yokuthi kumbe behambise abantwana ukuwabhadalela ku-day school, singasakhulumi ke ama-boarding school. Ngesilunga bathi state of education, hayi isimo sakhona sibi, isimo sizwe sibuhlungu, sonke sizubuhlungu ngabantwana abancane laba sakhulayo abazaswela ithuba thina esilitholileyo. Nxa umntwana engelamfundo ngempilo yalamhlanje kunzima kuphileke. Njalo besikhanathi izikolo yizo ezizasiza abantwana bafunde babe lekusasa enhle njengathi abanye sakhulile emakhaya, kodwa ngenxa yemfundo namhla sesithola amathuba lawo esesilabo. Kodwa abantwana bathesa abasenelisa ukuthola lawo mathuba, ababalisi uthi abatshiya amaklasi ewuda bayegula amacimbi. Ngiyazi nxa sikhuluma so abantu bengahleka kunganenhlekisa, kodwa sikhuluma ngababalisi labo abangelalutho, abangelamali, abahola imali enileyo ukuthi nje bezikhangelele bethenga ukudla, begcina abantu babo seze becinga labo besiyadinga amacimbi angabenzela ngcono. Silethemba ukuthi uhulumende uzazama abonthe ngenzani ukuze alamule kulesi simo sesikiso, ngoba ngeminyaka le elandelayo singaqhubeka kanje kutsho ukuthi i-literacy rate yethu iza kuya phansi, njalo abantwana abaningi asoze bebele kusasa enhle. Silethemba lokuthi uhulumende wakithi okamongameli uMnangagwa ulalele njalo uyazinuka amakhwapha ukuthi kambe yikwini abangakwenza ukuthi abantwana bebele kusasa enhle, abantwana bethole ukufunda, abantwana bethole amabhuku, ababalisi bethole iholo elingabenzibeni lisukuhamba emsebenzini, njalo belethe ukuhlonipheka ngumsebenzi wokubalisi. Ngiyabonga.
Well, you heard there from Umnumzana uPitizela Ngcobo. He's an educator based here in the United States of America. He basically highlights ukuthi yena as an educator, he feels ukuthi it's very sad what's happening with the Zimbabwean education system. He feels as though teachers shouldn't be out there spending more time bedinga amacimbi bashaka madora. Instead, they should be in class and focusing on educating the future generations. He also highlighted how back in the day, in 1980, and it gave them the opportunities that they have today. Education is the one thing that led to where he is today. And he feels as though it's sad that the way that things are going, he feels as though the new generation or the generation of today might not get the same opportunities. So ngena nokuhlelo lesitshelo mbono wenu mayelana ngodaba lukhona ekutwini phinda emtshirongo womuntu uzo maonre enyu. We're talking about the current state of the Zimbabwean education system. So we're broadcasting live on radio as we speak, panapapa 909 medium wave frequency. We're broadcasting on 4930-13860 uyezepa 15460 kilohertz by shortwave, and on the internet as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashona.com, www.voanw.com, uyezepa www.voashona.com. Sakana open namchiro wangwam, sakanga nuk chitruku tip and you're live pa ma page, pa Facebook ma tatu. Saka you can also write your name and number on our Facebook pages, or you can text me on WhatsApp on +12024650318, or call me live on air on +12026192084. So, pinda imchirongwa muri ya Zimbabwe, mundu zao maondering, magatira chirongwa chidu cheve chidiki, ushelo The Connection, nilami umaikove.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp, 650318. To converse with me, nxa ufuna ukukhuluma lami, kana utaura neni. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3.
At Big Mike 3, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram, and Depo Bandino Batikan, Sakagan Kurkura Neni. If you're looking to speak to me, abafisa ukuxoxelami, you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram. Kodwa for the next hour, sikhonapha emakhasini ethu ku Facebook for the next hour. VOA Shona VOA. Lani phela imibono yenu, nyora ima number kana tshila upina mchirongwa, and we'll be calling you live on air. Now, let's head over to my panel of experts. The first guest that I have joining me live, Iklingweni, is he has very, a lot of of knowledge on the state of the Zimbabwean education system. Uke waba ngu-headmaster, uke waba ngu-mbalisi. Asizweni ukuthi ubaba Thandeko Zinti Mkandla yena uthini ngodabula khona ekudweni. Baba Mkandla, welcome to our youth program. Baba, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for having me on your show.
No, thank you so much. We're looking to hear more of your expertise and hear more from your wisdom. Now, Baba Mkandla, something that's happening elizweni, abantu abasakhulayo seem to be going through a very interesting time, for lack of a better use. Abantu abasakhulayo, yesterday we saw young people from Jube High School taking to the streets, labo, saying they're not happy with the current state of the education system in the country. As someone who's been a headmaster, you've experienced both the good times and the bad times. What does this mean for the nation's education system?
Well, what happened at in Jube High School was bound to happen at any other school. Because education, like almost every commodity in this country, is being run down by the current authorities. The students, I'm sure, they are investing in education for their future. Each and every student has a dream to be somebody or to be someone so many years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that there is an obstacle to their dream, like any other human being, they are bound to react one way or the other. And hence this demonstration by the students at Jube High School in Bulawayo is an eye-opener that Jube is just symbolic of almost all the schools in this country. Mm-hmm. Because the students and the parents and the teachers are equally affected.
Mm-hmm.
And this means the authorities must wake up and analyze and get to the root of the problem, rather than scapegoating, pointing fingers, arresting teachers, calling for a third hand. It won't take the problem away.
Mm-hmm.
They must really understand why students, instead of being in the classroom, they took to the streets to explain, to display, to show their frustration with the way their education is being mishandled, not handled, but mishandled. And this means that this demonstration may spread throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the authorities, unless the government does something pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because all what they're asking for, those two issues, this hike in fees in this economic, heavily depressed economic environment and the welfare of their educators or teachers, they are genuine, they are realistic, they are logical, they are rational. They are not just sucking their thumbs and coming out
of we are not learning.
And substantive problems that need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think the students were just or are just fed up by the way things are moving in the education sector.
Now, Baba Mkandla, let's take a step back and look at 2019, because 2020 is only just kickstarting, and look at the education sector itself. I managed to take a look at some of the results, so I'm trying to figure out where the big impact is. Now, we've got a slideshow that I'm looking to show our listeners, so I'm hoping my producer can pull up the slideshow. In this slideshow, it shows how the grade 7 results went down by 5.18% in 2018. And in 2018, it was 52.808, and in 2019, it was 46.09, which means there was a drop in 5.18%. It also highlights how there were 45 schools with 100% pass rate. It highlights how there are 87 schools with a 0% pass rate, and how the bottom 10, we spoke about this with Mnumzana Udokotela Sifiso Ndlovu last time he was on this program. bottom 10 schools are in Matabeleland. Now, this is for different reasons, of course, such as resource allocation and so forth and so forth. However, how is this a reflection of what's happening today in 2020 within our high schools and primary schools?
This question is basically triangular in shape, or is a tripod. There is a parent, there is a student, and there is a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Each of those three must play their role to have an optimum output. The parent must encourage his or her children to go to school and provide what he or she has to for the student to learn. The student must be motivated intrinsically from within to go through the process of education.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher must also be equally motivated by working conditions, by rules and regulations that govern his or her employment, so that the teacher also delivers to the best of his or her ability what he or she has to do in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
If any of these three lacks due to some other reason, the education of the child will suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers have been complaining over the years about their poor working conditions, including their salaries and allowances. I'm not surprised, therefore, that the statistics will show a drop in the pass rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that the teachers are not qualified, not that the students are not there, not that the parents are lethargic about the education of their children, but the teacher has come to the center of operation in education.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is not well looked after, despite what the parent and the child may do, the education sector will suffer. All what is wanted is to analyze each of these three segments and see which one lacks. As of now, yes, parents are finding it difficult to get fees and other school-related requirements. People, yes, they may also suffer from the inability of their parents to provide them with everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the teacher who has to try to motivate himself or herself to uplift those that he has been charged with.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher who has to deliver the stuff is not well catered for, the teacher will find other means to try to sustain himself or herself. And hence, the siyagula amacimbi. Or doing any other thing. Or just lazing around, because psychologically they are affected by saying we are working for nothing. Remember, the teacher is supposed to do everything that's supposed to be done. But at the end of the day, the same teacher may be a parent who is not able to pay fees for his or her own children.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see this is well going to affect the outcome of the education results at the end of the day. Never mind what people say, we have to make sure that the tripod stands equally on each and every leg that it has.
Mm-hmm. What's in your bamboo, Mlomo Baba Mkanja, and then I'll come back to you in your Zooting, you know, guest or the second guest on Genai Ushelo, Umnumzana or PGS Namburo. But before I head over to PGS, let me take my first caller on Genai Ushelo, and then I'll head over to PGS, then back to Babu Mkanja. Caller, call him Tereri, on Genai Ushelo, Mban.
Hello.
Yes, Papa, how are you?
Indeed,
David Stole, Kuchiriji. Eva Stole, Zuruk Fambe.
Ah, zvifambi nyaya dzidzeva naya kuvara.
Hanziko chanetsa chii muzvikoro?
Maticha atikuwana muro akakwana. Saka vanga tidzishatsei ivo vasingapuwi madhakakwana.
Zvino mukoma David Tambo oridza imwewo video apo mubereki angachichemawo naye achiti hongu zviri kunzwisisika kuti varairidzi havasi kuwana mihoro yavari kuda asi vanawo mamiriro ezvinhu hazvisi kufamba zvakanaka yatingati nechirungu vakutodistracta remangwana revana nenyaya yekuti havasi kuenda muzvikoro mubereki uyo abva aendera mberi achiti varairidzi please dzokerai muzvikoro munodzidzisa vana kune rivi dibi moshandisawo mukana wekuendera mberi muchikurukura nehurumende kuona kuti mukana uripo here wekushanda pamwe chete hamuna maonero akafanana here
kwete avo maonero avo akasiyana nangu nokuti maticha hashandi kusocial welfare vanofanirawo kuti vaone kuti vararamise mhuri dzavo vana vavandavida kuzvikoro ivo vanodawo mari yetransport nomuhoro wavo imagine ticha achihora 1200 mutore wembwa chaivo zvinombokwanisikikuitika ndene zvaikwanisika hurumende iyi harisi kuziva kuti inoda kuvhoteererani inotadza kuteerera varidzi vayo vakaivhotera ivavo kana ichakavhoterwa nevanhu vemuzimbabwe sei isingateereri zvinotaurwa nevanhu vacho zvimadhokota asi kuenda kubasa manesa asi kuenda kubasa asi vakanyarara isaivendi jenosaridhi kanimozvona
zvino ndiudzeiwo mukoma David ndiudzeiwo nemaondo renyu remangwana revana rakamira sei sezvo muri kutaura zvese izvi muchiti zvechokwadi zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe zvinhu zvikaendera mberi remangwana revana rinenge rakamira sei
nyika iri yakatourawa kare ithink kubva pangotanga 2000 payapa kutanga nainda payapa education yanga ichingoinda ichifa kusvika izvezvi inosi generation
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma David tinotenda zvikurusa nekuva muteereri wedu wekutanga ari pinda muchirongwa thank you so much handiri baba right ndimzino munumzana udavid nguyo mulali wokuqala ongeneleyo kuhlelo yena udavid highlighted kuti ngombono wakhe ikusasa lelizwe khanyangani it's a little dim asizoni kuti upichi west yena uthini ngalo mbono kamnumzana David vanamburo ndinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki zviri kufamba here mukomango vanamburo muripo parunhare here
tiripo parunhare mukuru
thank you so much for making time to join us again this week basically we're taking the conversation forward we're delving deeper into the education system in Zimbabwe I know that you are the head of a students union so you are able to basically walk us through the experiences of students now nezuro takaona vechidiki veku high school kunjube uko kuvulawayo they went out in their masses vachiratidzira mugwagwa vachiiva havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu muclass vari kuchema chema nenyaya yekuti varairidzi havasi kuuya kuchikoro saka ivo vatopinda muvhiki rechipiri vasina kuwana dzidzo vari kuchema zvekare chiti nyaya yeschool fees hanzi vabereki vakachema vakatsvaga mari vamwe nanhasi havasati vabhadhara school fees asi vana variko zvino vasvika kuchikoro kwacho kwakatsvagwa kukatsvagwa mari asi 2 weeks later havasati vawana dzidzo imi somo who's a thing like this in
okay chekutanga mukoma tinoda kutanga taisa muono pamwe chete sezvakambotaura last time but tikati no wherever we talk of issues to do with that involve the government issues that involve the government is big citizens we need to first conclude the denominator kuti nyika chimbori chii kana taziva izvozvo ndozvinotipa way forward kuziva kuti tinoda kuzorei mangwana kana kuti tichazoda kurongesa but commenting on the issue that took place yesterday where school pupils from secondary schools going to the streets protesting. One, we might not know the factors behind, you know, the protest. But basically commenting, you know, the economic situation in Zimbabwe, of course, it's not right. It's not right. And everyone is affected by it. Even the government itself, and all the citizens, they are also crying because the economic situation is not fine, it's not well. So, it is genuine that they are complaining because my teacher at school and the educational system is not favorable to them. No, the mandatory need to go to the regular. Because wherever, if they see my citizens, they are still farmers who are not. one father to some very select. But now, the school administration says they were supposed to engage the school administration. Once about the why the teachers are not attending. And even the school administration, they should have engaged the government because one minister or minister of primary and secondary, and who is in charge of that? And that minister should be brought to Google. What you do the minister, she is Rufana Fambasi, who they make a way forward in a whole positive manner, which does not affect the whole society itself. And more business. So, it's also, as a student leader, first you need before. Can come in. You need to see the factors, the real factors that are behind it. Fine, my teachers, the office, we might say they are complaining day in, day out. It's a valid point, it's a valid outcry. You are going to know a grievance, but no. But I feel good. They should make means in a positive way to engage the government as teachers. Then we got a party on the senator. No, the government didn't go to issues. I remember government which offered in the Dengo, the Gero to know. It's also a Tina Paris in the party. Tina Pay Matias in the Sakanaizo, Kotrakwa. If they see it's not worth checking, then they should make a way forward. They should make, you know, have an option. You know, that could be massa affected because it is a right. You are not going to want to have a quality education like other rights.
Now, let's discuss a couple of numbers here. Earlier on, I was talking to my other guest who's on the line, about the numbers. I'd like to hear your take on some of these numbers. Just the dropout rate, Yevana Vechkoro, in the year of 2019. It was one of the things that was highlighted was 9,559 students out of 689,255 students dropped out. This is due to delinquency, debt, exclusion, and others. They also highlighted how Kunana, for example, places like Manicaland in 2017, there's had the highest number of dropouts, even though it's leveling out. They also highlighted certain different things, but basically what it seemed to narrow down is Vana Vechikoro are now starting to suffer due to several things such as the teachers' protests, due to several things such as the current state of the economy. Is there a way to save and fix these students? Vana Mburo?
Looking at the rationale behind my reasons, why Vana Vechikoro drop out, there are so many reasons, regardless of the economic situation. Some people just tend to drop out. They feel like dropping. Because if you see with the highest rate, like what you're saying, especially let's say in all mining towns, they are not going to drop out because they are not going to be in the association mining. They see the mining but looking at, of course, the economic situation is the highest contributor. You need to have the right to drop out. Fine, but it's also we are saying, no, if that's the case, then the government really need to look on it, you know, to find the solution. We will push the government, and we should be brought into the task. But no, we should monitor and engage the government. But no, they should come up with a mitigative or a solution to counter my problems. Because of the economic situation. For instance, yesterday we engaged the minister, the deputy minister of youth, and sports arts and recreation, the Honorable Machaga, to say, Minister, look, we have quite a number of students in higher learning institutions who are dropping out because of these financial difficulties. From our teachers' college, the politics, because they have and great concern. And he vowed to engage the business community to try and assist. So these are some of the, you know, mechanisms that we are looking forward with. If it's true in terms of figures that students are really dropping out. From school because of financial situations, there are always mitigative measures that we can engage as students' unions to try to source for funds for those students as a measure, you know, to improve or to keep off, you know, the issues of what of students dropping out from school due to financial difficulties. But the government also must be, must be engaged in a well-cordial manner, in a holistic cordial manner, so that it feels responsible, you know, of the situation, and it takes control of every situation.
All right, regain dukubati pamromo, ditore mtereri, and then I'll head over back to Umnumzana Ubabo Tandego Zindimkanza. Lunzo ndine mtereri, nyezu uti ngilomla nilu ngena ushelo, kola kola mtereri, nya kwa mge la ushelo, ndiana ripoparnari. Mlaleli, hello? Ah, nyezu uti umlaleli luse ambile, he dropped uti ngo. Hai, asibone ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu ku VOA Ndebele njalo ku VOA Studio 7 njalo ku VOA Shona ku Facebook. Ngibona ukuthi ukho selihle Ndlovu is watching with us ukhona vele siyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo u Rejoice uthi linjani sihlobo senkosi ayi siyaphila Rejoice. U Albert Pereira ukhona la uthi hai abatsha lamo kumele balule amalungelo abo. I kanya ngani uyavumelana ngalokho kwenzakalayo. Everything that happened gobulawayo izolo uSindiso Pepe la ukhona uSunny Boy la ngala ukhona uNesisa Dube uthi unjani umsakazi lo weskaf sakhe nganika amatisha ibali. Hayi uNesisa Dube uthi hayi uMongameli Emerson Mnangagwa kumele anikeze abo tisha imali zabo. Hayi siyezwa ngiyabonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Qhubekani libhali imibono yenu yendra imberi muchonyora maondro yenu uyezwe muchisa manamba yenu kuitwa kushukufonere. Let's go back to Ubaba Uthandeko Zintimkanhla. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Ay ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli wothi ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll go to Ubaba Mkanhla. Khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ndinomgamtshira imchirongwa ngibani okhona ecingweni.
Ndimkoma Moven makadini ri South Africa.
Ai wathi bokurisa iko ku South Africa mkoma Moven.
Ah kuri right me.
Pinda imchirongwa mundu dzo maondro enyu mukuru.
Ah maona zvokutika kuita zvinhu.
Ma kufamba famba mkoma Moven chimbodzokirai pamamuri.
Okay, ndibanda ndiri.
Right. Pamuri ipapo musatombo move. Mamchiti
Ranjiti zviri kuitika kumusha zvitikadzo vana havasi kudzidza chimira china kumira zvakanaka saka vakuru vedu ava manhu vanofanira kuzviona kuti hei ngavanzire vamwe tipi ma vana chikurukuru vana havasi kudzidza kumusha
zvino mukoma Moven munoziva paimbove nenguva yekuti zvizvarwa zvekuZimbabwe especially vechidiki pavaiuya kusouth africa ikoko vachidzidza vainyatsokwatura muklasi nekuti zvainzima Zimbabwenzi vanhu vakangwara nemaondero enyu zvese izvi zviri kuitika mungati chinhu chichachinja maondero evanhu pamusoro pe yatingati education system yedu here angibona ngani uMoven usahambile. Hai vaMoven vane network inenge yava netsa. I heard his phone drop, so let's go back to Ubaba Thandeko Mkanhla. Let's hear what he has to say. Baba Mkanhla ukhona ecingweni na? Baba Mkanhla Thandeko ukhona ecingweni baba?
Uyangikhona.
Right, so you heard guest on me, my second guest uMnumzana uPGS Namburo ngena kuhlelo, he highlighted how it's very important for abantu before they go to the streets and so forth, they should find ways to engage uhulumende so that government can have the opportunity to address the issue beforehand. Do you feel as though with the way that things have gone, especially abazali kanye lababalisi have tried enough to engage uhulumende?
Well, I don't know much about parents because I'm ignorant of any association that is made up of parents of students at school that is taken it upon itself to discuss or to dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much aware of what the teachers' union in their individual and collective capacities have been doing over the past year trying to engage the government right up to the Apex Council, which includes all civil servants.
Mm-hmm.
I think the teachers, the civil servants, have really exhausted themselves in trying to negotiate what they think is a reasonable salary.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried their best. Well, from what we gather and from what we know, they've tried their best to tell the government what they expect their employer to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I mean, they're simply saying, basically, they're not asking for an increment. They are just asking that the $450 or $500 US dollars that they used to get be
the same salary only at the interbank rate.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that is being very, 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 very reasonable, because what they are getting now is just about 30 to 40 US dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the teachers' union and the Apex Council, they have really tried their best to discuss, talk, negotiate, bargain, dialogue with the government.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, the scenario that we are facing now. When I think students at secondary schools, primary and secondary schools, they may not have SRCs or organizations like ZINASU and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that the civil servants, who are the responsibility of the government, have done and tried their best until they threw up their arms in despair and said, our employer is insensitive to our needs.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have tried their best. And hence this kind of talking of not going to work. Because to me, it's just a statement. It's not that they're on strike. I think they're just making a statement on their being incapacitated to go to their station and deliver the stuff that they're supposed to deliver.
Mhm. Ayi siyakuzwa baba Mkandla, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli sizwe ukuthi yena umlaleli uthini ngodaba lokho kodwa nangathi baba. Right, ngiyeza ukuthi nginomlaleli Muri eZimbabwe ndikuzondi nemthereri arikupinda mchirongwa asizweni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodaba lokho kodwa. Khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu lapha sakhulayo, ndiyana ripopa nari ngibona khona ecingweni.
Romeo Mkandla.
Zakamira se.
Ah, zizwa presa ngikona kune zvikora zviza zvipo.
Mhm. Zvikoro zvikoro zvakavhurwa vhiki rapfuura vana vakaenda kuchikoro vakaona mukana wekudzidza here.
Hati?
Ndanjiti vana vakaona mukana wekudzidza here kubhinga uko.
Ah, kuno kana kudzidza hapana, ndosi maticha zvaiva mano already ndokudanisana. Okay, lapi problem ekona abantu abafundi abantu ababuya bazozokhulisa ngapha ngamashona amashona ankona avela akatana amashona ngapha yoba yami problem amatika yokuthi basiyeli manje ukugada so ngapha amaleta tika zimali uthiyana ukuthi ze bavale amakhasi zethu bengene umsebenzi so yobe ngapha amashona abankona siyeli manje ukuthi zebe ngapha.
Mm. Awungitsheleke baba Romeo, njengoba ushilo ukuthi ababalisi bona abahambe esikolo abantwana bakhona kodwa abathola imfundo, lokhu kusho ukuthini nxa sesixoxisana ngelokusasa lelizwe?
Ah, lokhu kusho ukuthi vele abantwana abakhona ke nje ukufunda ukuthi yasizwe uthenda ukuthi vele izilo lelizwe langkhona sekuzaba lelizwe abantu abangafundanga especially ngapha yazi ebhinga engikhona mina imfundo yabo yaletha ukuthi vele isikhathi sokuthi bazathola imfundo abantu angapha butese kuyisikhathi sokuthi ami abantu abekhanya ukuthi bazafunda kube ngcono but nxa sekukhanya sekwenzeka sesiyela ngale silingza ukuqala vele abantu bengazitholi imfundo ngaphele khona so sekukhanyani ngindizela abantwana lokho.
Mm. Ikusasa lelizwe-ke baba bona ngani izinto zime njani?
Lapha kunzima izinto zibe ukhanyani lapha hayi kuzizolokuthi zizaba lelizwe elinye labantu abazezisebenzela kumbe abantu abazabekele umelo welizwe.
Mm. Hayi siyakuzwa baba Romeo, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ngaphosela amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hello?
Bengithi bengicela uphosele amazwi wakho okugcina.
Hayi mina bengicela ukuthi ngabe ifuni ndiyazisisa sibizela ama-teachers bebenikifokakelinyeni because mina njengapha ebhinga mina ngikale ebhinga sibe njengokuthi wami njengangikhulisa ebhinga. Isikolo imfundo yangikhona ngapha abantu abangapha ebhinga bakhanyela phansi abantu abangafundanga and ngiyaphisa ngisekukhanya ngangenzele opresident enkulu wakhulapha ebhinga because njengokuthi wami abantu basuka ngale emashonini abafundisayo ngapha abantu bangapha baisikhansi yokuthi betole imsebenzi ngapha.
Mhm. Hayi ngiyakuzwa Romeo, ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo tata. Thank you so much.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Right, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard from Romeo, who is in Binga. Romeo there is highlighting, things are not okay when we're talking about the schools. He highlighted how a lot of the teachers are people who come from different areas and are teaching in Binga there. Now, he said the local teachers themselves, there's not that many of them. And those that are coming from outside are now the ones who are saying, we don't have money. So now the students are just in class looking at each other and they're not learning much. Asibone abantu bathini ku WhatsApp yetu Studio 7. Ngibona ngempela ukuthi people are sending ama messages. Siyabonga kakhulu. Qhubekani. Ubhekithemba uthi ama teacher abulala abantwana kubi abakwenzayo. Kuthiwa abangesabi uhulumende benza ngathi bayafundisa beshona belele emaklasini. Hayi, kuthiwa bona labo they are not going to school. Uphinde wathi umnangagwa, hayi, kumele alungisise uhlupho lwababalisi. Lawo ngamazwi kaBhekithemba. Rollins uyabhala ngempela ukuthi ngikhona, siyabonga kakhulu Rollins ngokungena kuhlelo. Hayi, asizweni ukuthi uPG West yena uthini ngalokho okwenzakalayo. PG West uchili popar narera mgomongo. Right, Vanamburo. And it seems as though a lot of people feel very bleak about the nation's future. A lot of people are looking at everything that's going on in the schools, and people seem to fear for the nation's future, because just like what one of the parents was played on video was highlighting, when teachers are not in classes engaging and educating the future leaders, that means future leaders are not going to have a firm understanding on how things are supposed to be handled. As a student leader, as someone who's gone through the same system itself, what do you have to say about that? And what is your take on the future generations?
Yeah, of course, problems, you know, economic problems are quite normal. In Zimbabwe, you know, we haven't seen a constant, you know, the consistency of the economy, economic challenges that they are not just in Zimbabwe, but everywhere. But it depends on how the government and these citizens put themselves together to try to address these issues. Personally, I don't believe, a problem we are thinking face a nasty. During that battle, the determination they would be raised at Zatufa. I believe that in those problems, we should find the probable solution so far. And I believe that we have the solution to the problems that are currently at play. The economic situation fine is changing to everyone. Like, we've had even those in the helm of power, you know, of the government system, they are saying, no, the economic situation is very changed. And it's not equally sustainable to anyone. And to the future generation here, this is, of course, currently there's a turbulence. The ground is not even, the future, we can't say the future is not certain. We have a better future yet. But what just we need is, for those, they should put themselves together. They should find the common ground. Not for them to just continuously fighting for
Alright, regarding the Pamromong Yezuktimilo Munum Lalilo Ngena Gushello, and then I'll go to Babum Kanta to get a reaction. Kola Kolam Tere in Ya Gamgela Kshello, Dinom Kamcham Chonga, Bano Connectumani, Arpa Narindian. Mlaleli, hello?
Yeah, I'm seeing you so much.
Yebo Masangunjan.
Who's
coming up
about?
Ow, Dumelang, Dad.
Yeah.
Right. So udabula khona egudwini uluzwile mahlango. Abantu abasakhulayo abasezikolo bayakhala ukuthiwa ha 2 weeks singakatholi imfundo elizweni. Ababalisi bona bathi ha ngeke bahambe emsebenzini kusiyafika isikhathi lapho uhulumende gives into their grievances. Ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo elizweni is something that's going to affect ikusasa lelizwe na?
Bafo lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi impilo yomuntu imfundo uma ungafundanga ulanto ongayenza ekhaya akulanto ehamba yonke impimile ngenxa yokuthi isiphofu sikhokhela ngoba wena wathi wabona isiphofu sikhokhela isiphofu bakho awule isiphofu singakhokhela isiphofu but kithi siyabona kusenzakala ngenxa yokuthi akulamfundo iliphi lizwe engelamfundo nxa ngelamfundo vele kuthi uthi yonke into iphansi akulanto ongayiyenza ungafundanga uyabe usufana nje lo mntwana osecreation oyabe ethengisa ukuthi kuthiwa wothi ah ngenxa yokuthi kafundanga bafo kubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikwenzwa but silohulumende okhethwe ngabantu but kakwazi ukusebenzela abantu abamkhethileyo khangela namhlanje ohlulekezehluleka ukusebenzela abancane ikusasa lethu ikusasa lakhe abazafundisa abantwa bakhe uteacher seze siyabamba icimbi kodwa upresident ukhona uyehluleka ukuthi eze isikhalazo esilula nje esincane sokuthi ethi hayi ngikhala ngesisu esithi sami ngilambila kulalutho upresident nje kwanisa ukulalela ethi hayi ngiyakuzwa mntanami nansi one pula ngezelela lawe uthenga ukuthi la ubamba umoya bafo kubuhlungu lokhu kakhulu
manje Mahlangu udaba lolu ungaqhubeka
kusasa bafo into evutshela yona ombhalele phansi wamazami kusasa uzezwa kuthiwa kule third hand ulalele uthula udizwi uzezwa kuthiwa kulokunye okuthamanzi phakathi kokwenzakale ebulawayo ebantwaneni besikolo bedemonstrata besithi hayi ithoko lethu liyawonakala ngenxa yokuthi nxa sikujanuwari namhlanje umnyaka uyavuka uphelile umntana okuform four kumele kutelele ama-certificate akhe ekwazi uyaqhubekela phambili ngemfundo yakhe kumbe akaqhubekele phambili but nxa ile 2 weeks engafundi uyabelani akula lutho uyabe efeyilile kuthiwa ufeyilile kodwa uyabe engafeyilanga ngoba kafundanga lutho
ubona ngani udaba lolulakho ukulungisiswa na
bafuna udaba olulula kakhulu lokhu kuyalungisiseka ngoba nawe nqawo nje somntana wakho ekhala ngendlala uyabukwazi ukuthi into akhala ngayo ukhala ngento engena esiswini sakhe akula teacher ongakumaphambi komntwana wesikolo engadlanga elambile uyafundisana elambile but udaba lolunxakulungisiswa lungaqala ukulungisiswa kibe amatisha bethole okokuthi labo bencedise iy'muli zabo uzathola ukuthi yonke into ilungile
sibona umunye umama we played a video earlier on lapho umama ubekhala esithi ababalisi please go back to school yofundisa abantwana and then yebo leyakhala lesithi alilamali yokufika esikolo kodwa hambani liyofundisa abantwana liqhubekele phambili likhulumisana lohulumende uyavumelana ngalombono na
bafo uyabona into yokuqala ezotshelwa nebuhlungu yokuthi nxa usuka usebhulawayo uyaburentile la ohlala khona ulandlord uvuke efuna imali ekuseni ukuthi umbhadale imali yobuthongo la olala khona ukudla kumele uvuke usidle ekuseni awungeke kumaphambi komntwana esikolo ungagezanga ungaxubhanga kumele ukuthi uhole uge uthole imali yokuthenga isepha uthole imali yokuthudle ufundise umntwana esikolo laye ezihawukele uba njengawo yabona mna kafonte engifunda isikhathi esidlileyo uthi behloniphisa kakhulu uthi bebuye eklasini yabo ithayi engumuntu ogqoke isicathulo esipholithiweyo esicazimulayo but namhlanje utitha udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga kanifuna ukuthethisa but ngizothi utitha namhlanje udlulwa ngumuntu ongafundanga otshone edepha igolide egangeni udlula utitha
hayi siyakuzwa Mahlangu ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo ntona kuyalebuha thank you so much
thank you bafo
Right, Zulukalaba, that was Cindy Somahlangu. He is a caller calling us straight from Botswana. Mahlangu is basically highlighting the issue can be fixed. There is hope the issue can be fixed. It's something very simple. Just make sure that teachers regain their integrity to ensure that the education system can proceed. Let's go back to Baba uThandeko Zinti Mkandla. Let's hear ukuthi yena uthini. Baba Mkandla, are you still on the line? Now, Baba Mkandla, they used to have these different systems that were set up by Hulumende, such as the BEAM system, the BEAM program itself, that targeted helping abantu abasakhulayo who are facing issues such as debt, so forth, to ensure at least they get to finish their education. Are those systems still working, and what's going on? Why aren't those systems coming into full effect during times like this?
Well, I think like all government programs, they have they are premised on very noble objectives, but it is the implementation of that program which is questionable, and only to leave it halfway done. This is common drive to any place, town, growth point, what we have structures that are half completed and what have you, because the government bites more than it can chew.
Mm-hmm.
The same old story that is the economy and blah, blah, blah. I think what lacks is proper planning in advance behind closed doors. People must analyze what they want to do, how they are going to do it, the time factors involved, who is going to do what. I think basically the planning section of the ministry or social welfare or whosoever, but don't say the government, as regards schemes like BIM.
Mm-hmm.
They are very noble, but I think it's now years
mm-hmm.
where that thing literally stopped. Though on paper it's still there, students still go to school, they are registered under BIM, but schools are not getting anything in the form of what of fees that they should get. I think the same goes for the war veterans' children. Mm-hmm. The government will wake up towards the elections and try to drop something along those lines and say, this is what we're doing. It has become a political ploy. It's not something that is functional as it was set out to be. I think our government is busy playing politics with almost every aspect of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the students also feel that the government is not being fair to them by allowing these school fees, like when 90% of the population is unemployed,
mm-hmm.
when the teachers' welfare is really neglected, is not there, when the teachers' integrity and dignity has been thrown to the dustbin. I think there's nothing that is moving, because the government has failed to implement its own plan, which may be noble, as I've said, but the implementation of those plans is very horrible.
All right.
No wonder why people will say this government is useless when it comes to implementing its own programs that are put out by them and implemented by them.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much, Baba Mkandla. Let me give UPG West a minute to literally wrap up. Va Namburo, you have 30 seconds to a minute tops to wrap up.
Yeah, sure. Hello?
In Danchit, you literally have a minute to 30 seconds to wrap up.
Okay, yeah. I've been hearing my sister about it. Purely, yeah, the government, you know, is an employer. It's employees. Mm-hmm. It is the master. But at the same time, the employees must also hear, you know, and understand the conditions in which the government, which is there, happens to be which are their boss, is faced with. So at the end of the day, the teachers must heed and must accept the lead to that the government is offering. But what government does, I don't know, Mari. And mm-hmm. at the end of the day, whatever they do, the government and the teachers do, the students must not suffer at the end of the day. And at the same time, the teachers must not take advantage of the economic situation that the government is facing to, you know, to push for their own agendas that they should purely know the government cannot meet. So at the end of the day, it's a matter of national defense. It's a matter of, you know, putting, you know, ahead the future of the youth, the future of our children, you know, at front of the future. So I said to that should be the major drive between the government and the teachers, who happens also to be our parents.
Mm-hmm. Well,
at the end of the day, they can't push for their selfish interests or their interests. They say, knowing that the government does not have enough to cater for them. And at the same time, they dangle what you call the most difficult
All right.
you
know, approach on the... Unfortunately, I might have to cut you off there. There's literally a couple of seconds left. So, Muriye Zimbabwe, thank you so much for nekupinda mchirongwa. Baba Mkandla, thank you so much. Ngongena kuhlelo. Muriye Zimbabwe, you heard it there from both PGS, Namburo, and Thandeko Zinti Mkandla. Thandeko Zinti Mkandla highlighted implementation. Unamburo uthi, ababalisi, go back to work. Lifaka abantwana first. Muriye Zimbabwe, thank you so much. My time here is run out. Let's meet same time, same place. Musa Kanganwe, Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE3, pa Twitter, nepa Instagram. Ano kwenye kaini mfaro, ndini wenyu Mike Hove. Bye-bye!
manera kanaka muri ye Zimbabwe ino studio 7
tichitefenyura tiri